نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Now we come to Surah Al-Tahrim. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي لما تحرم ما أحل الله لك تبتغي مرضات أزواجك والله غفور رحيم. قد فرض الله لكم تحلة أيمانكم والله مولاكم وهو العليم الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم. You see this last pair of surahs, both are starting with the same word, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. Surah Al-Talaq started, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, Iza Talaqtum Al-Nisa Fatalliquhunna Li'iddatihinna. This surah again starting with Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why do you ban for yourself what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made lawful to you? You want to seek the pleasure of your wife, and Allah is forgiver, merciful. There's a incident in the background that the Prophet ﷺ used to visit every wife, a very short visit, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, between Asr and Maghrib. But it so happened once that to Hazrat Zainab bint Jahash, one of the wives of the Prophet radiallahu anha, some honey came from somewhere. So she used to present that honey to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he visited her. So more time was passing over there than the routine. So this was hard on Hazrat Aisha and Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So they decided that when the Prophet comes to us, we shall say that from your mouth, the smell of maghafir is coming. Maghafir was some, you know, plant which had some disagreeable smell. But the honeybee, if it had sucked the flowers of maghafir, then the honey also, that smell comes. So they did this. So Prophet, you know, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will never take it again. So on this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's not correct. You have committed a mistake. لِمَا تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكَ. That was permissible for you, halal for you. So why do you ban on yourself the use of something which is permissible, which is halal, only to please your wife? The Prophet was very lenient, very lenient, very lenient to the wife, no doubt. He says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِكُمْ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. Best among you are those who are good to their families, and I am best of you for my family. قَدْ فَرَضُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ تَحْلَّتْ أَيْمَانِكُمْ. Allah has indeed ordained for you the dissolution of your oath. If you take an oath, but you want now to dissolve it, there is a way, and we have read it. There is a kafara mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah. وَاللَّهُ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. And Allah is your protector, and He is the knower, the wise. It means you finish your oath and you give the kafara. And another incident, where is أَسَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا. And they call when the Prophet confided to one of his wives a certain matter as a secret. فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ. When she disclosed it to another wife, it was probably Hazrat Aisha who disclosed that secret to Hazrat Hafsa رضي الله تعالى عنهما. فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ. So when she disclosed it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Messenger of Allah about this, عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَعَرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ. So he disclosed that to him, he made known to her a part of it and passed over the other part. فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا بِهِ. So when he informed her of it, she said, مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا. Who informed you of it? قَالَ نَبَّأَنِيُ الْعَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. He said, the knower, the awareer, informed me. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a tone of displeasure and anger in it. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing those two wives of the Prophet, Hazrat Aisha and Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. إِن تَتُوبَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَقَدْ صَغَتْ قُلُوبُكُمَا. If you two turn towards Allah repentant, your hearts are indeed so inclined. by tadarale, but if you support one another against him, against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fa inna Allah huwa maulah. So listen, verily Allah is his protector, wa jibrilu, and after him Jibreel, wa salihul mu'mineen, and you know all the righteous believers, wal malaikatu ma'a dhalika zahir, and after that all the angels are also helpers of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Atharabbuhu, another threat. It may be that in tallaqakunna, if our Prophet divorces you all, and yubdilahu azwajan khairan minkunna, so Lord will give him in exchange wives better than you. Muslimatin, submissive. Muminatin, believing. Qanitatin, obedient. Taibatin, penitent. Abidatin, devout. Abidatin, saihatin, given to fasting. Sayyibatin wa abkara, previously married or virgins. These five ayats, you know, they have a background of the family life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the lesson is that although one should be lenient to the family, but the boundaries of the Sharia, they have to kept intact. Now it was not possible for us, you know, it's possible that we make something which is haram, halal for us, for the sake of our wives or our children. But it was not possible for the Prophet that he can take something which is haram. But he did the other way. That thing that was halal, he put a ban on himself that he will not use it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it and gave this guidance for all the ummah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O you who believe, try to save yourselves and your families from the fire. Now this is the positive role that a mu'min believer has to play in his family. The negative was, guard yourself, lest their love take you in the wrong direction. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ فَحَذَرُوهُمْ. Guard yourself. Be on the alert. But the positive role is that you have to try to save them from the fire of hell. Try to bring them to the way of Allah. Try to bring them up in the best Islamic, you know, way, so that they are safe on their judgment from the fire of hell. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. The fuel of that fire is to be mankind and stones. Stones, they are idols which they used to worship. They will also be thrown with them into the fire of the hell. عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ. Over that are appointed angels who are very stern and very strong. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهُ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ. They never disobey Allah. Whatever Allah commands them, يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُوَرُونَ. They do whatever they are commanded to do. What does it mean? You love your children, but due to excessive love, these children are going on wrong ways. If they are going on wrong ways, what does it mean? They are going to the fire of hell. Now when these beloved ones of you, they'll be thrown in the fire of hell. And you know, the angels will be there. They will never, their hearts will never melt on their weeping and crying and mourning and groaning. They are very stern. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have to be chastised, they will be chastised. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا الْيَوْمِ. And it will be said to the disbelievers, O you who disbelieved, لا تعتذروا اليوم. Do not excuse yourself this day. إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. You are only being recompensed for what you used to do. Now comes a very beautiful ayah of the Quran addressing the Muslims. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. O you who believe or profess to believe, repent to Allah, turn to Allah in sincere repentance. Tawbatan nasuha. Pure and sincere repentance. Asara bukum itafirankum sayyatikum. Maybe that your Lord will acquit you and expunge from your record your evil deeds. وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ and make you enter the gardens under reach which rivers will be flowing. يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ the day when Allah will not humiliate the Prophet and those who believed in him. نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ now the same picture which we found in Surah Al-Hadid. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ the same picture here. نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ their light will be running in front of them and on their right hand side. يَقُولُونَ and they will be saying, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا O our Lord, complete and perfect our light for us. وَفِرْ لَنَا and forgive us. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ verily, you are powerful over everything. Now what does this mean? Actually, the nur of Iman will be according to the intensity of Iman. Somebody had very intense Iman, so light will be very strong. Others had Iman in their heart, but not so intense. So the light will be low. In this way, varying degrees of light. The Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on that day, some people will be given a light, which will enlighten from Medina to Sana'a. Up to Sana'a, Yemen, this light will go. And there will be others, whose light will only lighten the place before their feet, just like the light of a torch. It has a very small area, but you see this way, you are saved. So this is the variation. So those whose light will be not very strong, they will then pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, our light is not so strong, why? We had not so intense iman, we didn't have so many good deeds. So this thing you can perfect our life by your own authority. So, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا O Allah, make our life perfect. وَقْفِرْ لَنَا And because it is not perfect due to our sins, so forgive us our sins. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Verily, you have power over everything. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ جَاهِدِ الْكُفَّارَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَاغْلُظْ عَلَيْهِمْ O Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, struggle hard against the disbelievers and the hypocrites. And be you harsh with them. Your leniency, you know, shouldn't be for the hypocrites. Leniency for the believers. But for the hypocrites and the kuffar, you have to be harsh. مَا وَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِيْسَ الْمَصِيرِ Their abode is hell and it is an evil destination. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving here four examples of women. Generally, the idea among women folk is that actually the religion addresses only men. We are under men, so as if we are attached to our men. If they are doing good deeds, it's okay. We can also benefit from their good deeds. Quran says no, every soul, male or female, has to work for himself or herself. And there can be that the husband might be a very good person, but the wife might be going to Jahannam. Or the husband might be a very big enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the wife might be a very righteous, you know, servant of Allah. It's just possible. So every human soul, male or female, is independent of others, regarding his own virtues, his own iman, his or her iman, his or her deeds. Now, as for the kafir women, ظَلَمَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَامْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ Allah has struck a similitude for those who disbelieve the wife of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and the wife of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. كَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا صَالِحَيْنِ Both of them were under our two very righteous servants, messengers of Allah, Nuh and Lut, and they were in their homes, wives. فَخَانَتَاهُمَا But they betrayed them. فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْعَا So, they and their husbands avail them nothing whatsoever against Allah. وَقِيلَ اَدْخَلُ النَّارَ مَعَ الدَّاخِلِينَ And it was said to them, enter the fire along with the enterers. Although they were wives of two messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet himself used to gather the women folk, close relatives. Then he should address each one by name. Ya Fatimatu, bintu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anqadhi nafsaka min an-nar, fa inni la amliku laki min Allah shay'a. O Fatima, the dear daughter of the Messenger of Allah, you have to save yourself from the fire of hell. I will not have any authority about you on the day of judgment. Ya Safiyatu ammatu Rasulillah, anqadhi nafsaka min an-nar, fa inni la amliku laki min Allah shay'a. O Safiya, the maternal aunt, the paternal aunt of the Messenger of Allah, you have to take out yourself from the fire, save yourself from the fire. I will not have any power, ever authority about you on the day of judgment. So every human soul is independent and responsible for his or her deeds. Conversely, there is the example of the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya. The name is not even in Quran, it is in Torah. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَتَ فِرْعَوْنَ And Allah has struck a similitude for those who believe the wife of Fir'aun when she said this qalat, رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي إِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ O my Lord, build for me a house in the garden in thy presence near you. وَنَجَّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ And deliver me from Fir'aun وَعَمَلِهِ and his doings. وَنَجَّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ And deliver me from the evil doing people. Now she was living in a palace, wife of the emperor Fir'aun. But she had a different way. As we know, she was an Israelite. And you know, she was taken to the palace. And the emperor took her as wife. And she reared Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She was so righteous and pious woman. But she was not happy with Fir'aun and the attitude and what Fir'aun was doing. So this is the example absolutely opposite. There the two messengers of Allah, Nuh and Lut and wife, going to the hell. Here Fir'aun, who is going to the hell, but the wife Asiya was a very righteous woman. Now the fourth example. وَمَرْيَمْ أَبْنَةَ إِمْرَانَ الَّتِي أَحْسَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا And the similitude of Maryam, daughter of Imran, who guarded her chastity. So, فَنَفَرْنَا فِيهِ مِرُّهِنَا We breathed into her our spirit. وَصَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا And she testified to the truth of the words of the Lord. وَكُتُبِهِ And his books. وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ And she was a very devout woman. Now this is the example where the woman or the girl herself was very pious. And she was in the custody of a very pious person, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is Nurul Ala Nur. Now there is one corner is vacant here. Worst women in the homes of the best people. Wife of Lut, wife of Nur. Best woman in the house of worst man, Asiya. Best girl or woman and under the custody of a very pious and good man, that is Zakariya, she is Maryam. Now the worst woman in the home of the worst man, that fourth position is vacant. But that is filled in Quran, in the last part, in Surah Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab. Abu Lahab, worst enemy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his wife Umme Jameel, also the worst enemy. We can't say which one of them was more, you know, bigger enemy to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than the other. So that is, this is Nurul Ala Nur, Maryam, and that is Zulumatun, Ba'duha Fawqa Ba'd, and that is Umme Jameel and her husband Abu Lahab. Now here we end with the group of 10 Madani Surahs. This was the 6th Makki Madani group which ends here. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والصفات